The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came to Jesus and said to him, "Teacher, we want from you to do for us whatever we ask of you." He replied, "What do you wish of me to do for you?" They answered him, "Grant that in your glory we may sit one at your right and the other at your left." Jesus said to them, "Do you know what you are asking? Can you drink of the cup that I drink, or be baptized in the baptism for which I am to be baptized?" They said to him, "We can." Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink, and the baptism which I am baptized, you will be baptized. But to sit at my right or my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they became indignant at James and John. Jesus summoned them and said to them, "You know that those who are recognized as rulers over the Gentiles lord over them, and their great ones make it their authority over them felt. But it shall not be among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant. Whoever wishes to be first among you will be slave to all. For the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The Gospel of the Lord.
On behalf of Cambria, I would also say that Tuesday night, 1.6 billion, 10% to Holy Family, 10% to Chris Panette's vacation fund. Oh, Cambria's here. Okay, 40% to Holy Family. It's been an exciting week with a lot of things happening. And I'd invite us to think for a moment of a boss that you had. But might be a boss at work, could be a teacher at school, could be your spouse at home. You didn't have to agree so quickly on that. Could be your big brother or sister. Someone that had the possibility of lording it over you. And what would the qualities be that when you think of a person that is or was a good boss, what qualities come to your mind? What kind of qualities for a good person, a boss, whether it be in the family setting, at home setting, or at school setting? What kind of qualities, values?
Integrity.
Integrity.
Honesty.
Honesty.
Compassion.
Compassion.
Yes. Yes.
Fairness. Good listener. Amen. Okay. Anyone in the back? Sometimes by hearing aids don't always work.
Leading by example.
Lead by example.
Respect.
And I'm assuming that we would probably say that if we've had a more difficult boss, or maybe even called them a bad boss, or a difficult parent or a mean brother or sister, that some of those words would be the opposite. Jesus invites us to an attitude that says that the best way that we can be a boss, a big brother or sister, someone in the family that has some authority, is by doing the service. And it's in the service that we become great. That's the example that Jesus invites us to tonight. And that's true in our own heart and spirit, in our own home, in our own neighborhood, in our own city, in our country, in our church. I was privileged yesterday to preside at a mass for a 60th, an anniversary of the 60th graduation of a group of, shall we say, young people from San Gabriel Mission. So this is 60 years ago. I was 1 year old at that point. So these people are all 79 or 80. And as we gathered and began to celebrate the liturgy, I was asking them what kind of things have happened in their lives. And some of them went into the military, and at that part of world history, there was no major conflicts. The Korean War had been put into a holding pattern. Vietnam War had not gotten up to where it was in the 60s. Some of them immediately got married, and their spouses were in the group. They had married their high school sweetheart. Some of them talked about, one woman said, "I had three wonderful husbands. They were all wonderful." I don't know if they were divorced or died or what, but she was very happy about the three husbands she had. We had a little tree in which about 35 of the classmates were remembered and honored who had died, who had been identified. Some of them spoke about traveling. Some of them spoke about having children and grandchildren. Several of them spoke about health issues. When we look at our past life, and like this morning with Father Tony, as we celebrated not only his birthday, but his years of service here and in so many other places, and the bulletin has some information and important memories about that. Whenever we step back and we remember, we have the opportunity to say, who have been those people that have led us, who have been a good and kind and gentle and respectful and listener, those kind of leaders. It might have been a parent or someone in the family, an uncle or an aunt or a grandma or a grandpa. Might have been a neighborhood person, a wise person down the street that just always was asking you about your day and was very respectful. It could have been someone in school that included you in the sports game or included you in the tryouts for something in a school play. Or it could have been that person that gave you your first job and really kind of believed you. It could have been the coach the day before yesterday when the Dodgers didn't do too well, who had to encourage that group of players to get to last night when that same coach would encourage them to a place of victory. We have that opportunity to affect one another with a positive, affirming, a blessed way to lift up other people. And Jesus invites us into that model of servanthood, of life, of ministry. So as we go about our week, I just invite us to think about how can you, how can I, how can we emulate, reflect those values that might touch and lift up and encourage and be a blessing to others. We are all going to fall short of that at times, but the question is, can we try? Is there someone in the neighborhood that we haven't reached out to that we might reach out to this week? Is there someone in the school that seems to be kind of left out or even bullied and pushed away that we can somehow befriend and welcome in? Is there someone in the family that somehow, because of history or whatever, they seem to be removed or distant? How can we be that boss, that voice that says your life is important? Your life is someone that we want to cherish. This morning I was privileged to be present at the beginning of the AIDS Walk Los Angeles, in which every year about 25, 26,000 people, and primarily young people, who had a whole lot of energy, come out and sing and dance and walk, all because of the millions who have died and the millions that continue to live with this disease. At times, this was a disease in which people were pushed away and shunned. And in some countries of the world where there's not much medicine, they are still shunned and pushed aside, and they die very painful death. In this country with medicine, very often people now consider it a chronic illness that is controlled by medicine, and people live full lives. But those kind of walks, a cancer walk, an autism walk, HIV walk, all are moments when young people and people like us, ourselves stand up and say, maybe I don't have this illness, maybe I don't have this struggle, maybe no one in my family does, but I'm going to stand up and be a voice, raise money, raise awareness for that particular cause. Those are moments when Jesus' invitation become true for us, that we become not great because we're going to sit at the right or left hand of God, but we're going to be great because we served the other. Holy Family is one of those beacons of hope. And every week you get a bulletin that is a wonderful way to say, how can I serve? What is happening that I can do with a little bit of my time to maybe help another? And if some of you are already doing that, either through your schools or through the parish, it's a moment to say, thanks be to God, you're already doing that. Maybe you don't need to do more. But maybe someone is getting pulled and tugged to take that gift that you have of understanding, of listening. Maybe you're a retired boss and you did it so well in the professional world. How might you be a mentor, a model for another today? Jesus wants us to know that he doesn't expect us to all be on the right or the left. And no one is discounted. So when the apostles started complaining back and forth, they were really complaining because they weren't being given the option. And Jesus pulls them all in and says, wait a second. This is not about who's first or second and who's sitting closer to Jesus, the rabbi, the leader. It was all about how we serve. So remembering those who have been a model to us, how might you and I this week be a model of servant, of caring, of love, of forgiveness, of mercy in this coming week? Amen.